8:12 on Thursday night's Arena. Giri Haji is a new 8-part thriller starting tonight on BBC Two, set in London and Tokyo. Stars Kelly MacDonald and Takeiro Hira as detectives whose paths cross when Hira is sent undercover to London to find his brother Yuto, who is a suspect in a murder case, and it's all about the Yakuza gangs of Tokyo. That is the kind of backstory to the whole lot. Declan Burke has seen the first two episodes and he's with me in studio now. Very close to the beginning of it, Declan, we get the translation for Giri Haji, duty, shame in English. Plenty of that in the opening scenes. Plenty of both things, in fact.
Very, very much so. And on a personal and a professional level, Kenzo Moria, as you say, he's going to be the main character, and the Kelly MacDonald character comes into it a little later. It opens with a Japanese national who is stabbed to death in London. We don't know who this person is. Very quickly, we're in Tokyo, and carnage has broken out among the Yakuza families. We discover that the dead man is the nephew of one of the Yakuza leaders, and it looks like the other main Yakuza leader, a guy called Fukuhara, has been framed in order to precipitate this carnage, this massacre and so forth.
And I suppose what's important is that the Yakuza have been at peace for a long time, or it might be an unsteady peace type of peace, but they've been accepting of each other's activities and let that happen.
There is a delicate balance of power, and what's interesting to me with the series is that it's not just the Yakuza families who are happy with this situation, it's the police too. There's a three-way kind of standoff going on, and there's almost this intimate relationship between this three-way intimate relationship, whereas, you know, with Western dramas, we're much more familiar with the us and them, there's good guys, there's bad guys, and or even with The Sopranos and Breaking Bad, the bad guys are the good guys, effectively, you know, so forth.
Because, I mean, I suppose there's a scene here, I've seen a fair chunk of the first episode. There's a scene quite early on in that first episode where you get some of the Yakuza, essentially the Japanese mafia is what we're talking about. They arrive home to the home of the police officer who's going to be investigating the case, and you think, when the mafia comes to your home at night, that's not going to be good when the Yakuza come to your home at night. But it's a very polite exchange, and another policeman comes in and you think, oh, he must be corrupt. But no, this is they work. There's a symbiosis between the two.
Well, absolutely. Symbiotic relationship is exactly the phrase I would have reached for. As you say, when the mafia turn up at the front door, it's time to leap out the windows. But this is very polite, as you say. The manners are exquisite. Everybody is, they're relating to one another. They all understand the relationships, the politics. They understand that, you know, violence is not necessarily the answer. It's only a last resort and so forth. It's a fascinating dimension. It's a fascinating dynamic. I think fans who are fans of the crime drama may not have seen this kind of dynamic before.
We were talking about the opening, I suppose, 15 or 20 minutes, where this is always a difficult part for any television series, I guess, even any book, whatever it is.
Sure.
You have to give a certain amount of exposition. We got to get to know these characters fairly quickly so that we can get on with the story. They go about this in the speedy way in this particular series, you would argue, I think.
Yes, they have to. It's an eight episode series. They have to hook us very, very quickly. And by God, as you said, there are twists upon turns upon twists. And it comes thick and fast. I felt a little overwhelmed at the start, and I expected to be overwhelmed slightly because it's Tokyo. Is it going to be an alien culture? Am I going to be, overwhelmed by the dazzling light? No, actually, it was all this, as I said, these twists and turns. And
I mean, I suppose the ones that we can lay out, and we're not giving any spoilers away here because this is all in the opening few minutes of the series. The Japanese detective, the Kenzo character, has a brother he thought was dead. We find out quickly that he may not be dead at all.
He may not be dead, and he may actually be responsible for what has happened in London, which is a shocker. It's a shocker to the police. It's a shocker to Kenzo's family. We suspect that Kenzo himself is not as shocked as perhaps he might be.
And that others may have known this all along.
Absolutely. But again, these are things that are teased out. And, as I say, it can be slightly overwhelming. I think the production is blessed with the casting of Takahiro Hira, because as an actor, he's just brilliant. He exudes this kind of calm authority. So as he moves through this chaos that swirls around him, you know, everything seems to almost slow down as he reaches the action, and things tend to make sense. And it's only like that, in my experience, the first 12, 15 minutes,
yes,
until they have established the characters, when events then move to London, because Kenzo is sent to London undercover to try and find out what really happened, things then start to slow down for a couple of reasons.
Yeah, but for a few reasons, not least of which is the presence of the Kelly MacDonald character. But similarly, we get a lot of backstory about her character really quickly.
We did. Not quite as frenetic, yeah, I think, as in Tokyo, but yes, Kelly MacDonald plays Sarah Weitzman, Weitzman, and she's running a course on crime management scenes, which Kenzo Mori turns up to. That's his cover in London. She seems to be very pleasant character, constantly joking. We quickly realise this is kind of a nervous tic she has. She makes jokes and then apologises for having been too clever for the other person, effectively. And we realise that her ex, Ian, has just got out on parole. Realise...
We're not giving anything away.
This is all the first 15 or 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Absolutely, no spoilers. But we realise she has a good reason for manifesting this kind of traumatic behaviour. And of course, that gives her character now attitude.
Right, well, let's have a clip between herself, the Kelly MacDonald character, and Kenzo. It is subtitled. A lot of it is in Japanese with subtitles, but there are English sections, obviously, as well in London. So here's a scene between Kelly MacDonald, who's kind of worked out why Kenzo is in London, and you get a little frisson beginning to develop between the two of them.
So here's what I think. I think you know the man in the mugshot. I think you're looking for him. And I think he killed Saburo.
His name is Yudo. He's my brother.
You're close with your brother?
We were, long ago, when we were not fighting. What are you going to do, Mrs. Weitzman?
Sarah,
what are you going to do about Yudo?
If we find you too, he'll be arrested. And if you try to obstruct that, you'll be arrested too.
And the fact that you know I'm his brother now?
I don't know.
That's Kelly MacDonald as Sarah, and Takehiro Hira as Kenzo in one of the opening episodes of Jiri Haji, the new BBC crime drama starting later this evening on BBC Two. Declan Burke has looked at a few of the early episodes for us. That scene for me really epitomises the kind of atmosphere that both those actors manage to do, this kind of steady, calm, but boy, is there an awful lot going on underneath.
There is a lot of tension. but while all the kind of twists are happening, the characters themselves are quite deadpan, quite intense. As you said, there's an awful lot conveyed that isn't overtly stated and so forth. They're two very good actors. I can't believe it's 23 years since we first saw Kelly MacDonald on the big screen. But she's
Trainspotting.
Yeah, she's fabulous in this. She's brilliantly cast. The thing about, I think, with these long-form narrative arcs, Sean, is that the plot is important. We have to have a good story. But character is much more important. I think that's what carries us along. And these are two brilliant characters. There's also two or three very interesting minor characters that kind of swirl around them that I think...
Yeah, the character that the Japanese detective that Kenzo meets when he comes to London, Rodney.
Yeah,
who plays Rodney?
Will Sharp plays Rodney. And Rodney is half Japanese and half British. And he is a self-confessed coke addict. Rent boy is the phrase he uses to describe himself. Incredibly hard-boiled, but simultaneously vulnerable and bitchy and funny. And I think he's going to be the secret hit of this show. He's going to have a real breakout. I think he's terrific.
The directors here, who are the directors? Who are we talking about?
The directors I'm not familiar with. Ben Chessel, who's previously directed Family Law and Offspring, and Julian Farina, who has directed Ballers. And the writer, Joe Barton, who previously worked on Humans and Troy, Fall of a City. None of them have any kind of great crime drama hinterland, which made me go, oh, really? After the first two episodes...
Your mind was put to ease very quickly.
Absolutely, in the first 20 minutes was put to ease. And you know what? There's something else I'd love to mention. There's only a couple of flashes of it in the first couple of episodes, but in the flashback sequences, to do this beautiful hand-drawn animation, which is almost... evokes a kind of a samurai quality to what's going on, and a noir samurai.
Yeah, and it also has, obviously that's a very specific cultural reference in terms of Japan, but it avoids it, certainly in the sections that I saw, and I think you feel this as well, it avoids the obvious, okay, Japanese detective comes to London, a London detective or London-based Scottish detective, and now Japanese detective are going to have all the cultural clashes in the world.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be an exercise in cultural confusion, and there was going to be a lot of exotica, particularly when we moved to Tokyo and so forth. In fact, they portray both cities, they're, you know, the frenetic modern large cities and so forth, but to portray them, they kind of underplay it. There's a low-key approach to the visual depictions. I think what they're trying to get at here is that, you know, the kind of crimes that occur, you know, have a universal appeal that can happen in any...
This is a global situation.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. And the motives that are just, you know, they're universal to humans all over the globe.
I suppose you think of when I watching the first episode of this, I was thinking of things like The Bridge, you know, and those things used to be on Friday late, Saturday evenings
type of thing.
It's kind of fitting into that type of slot, isn't
absolutely.
It?
And for some reason, reminded me of True Detective as well. Mm. You know, The Bridge, when it came, it was slightly unconventional. We hadn't really seen that kind of crime drama. I think, you know, this is not as unconventional, it's not as groundbreaking, but I think fans of that kind of crime drama will love this one.
You've watched two. Can you wait for the next six?
Well, I'm going to have to, unfortunately.
Yeah,
but yeah,
we only get a number of episodes.
But yeah, seriously, looking forward to that. I'm well plugged into this already.
Right. Well, it starts. If you want to get the first episode and see what you feel about it, Giri Haji begins on BBC Two tonight at 9 p.m. That's if you want to avoid the other drama that's on the news at 9 o'clock. You can watch this one. It will also be available on Netflix in early 2020. We can't guarantee you that the other drama will be finished by 2020, I guess.